Yeah, we're going to start off with some football this hour. Kaizer Chiefs, they've registered only their third win in the league this season. That's after goals from Wandi Leduba and Ashley Shesha Keza Dupria, helping the Glamour Boys take all 3 points against the Richards Bay. Amakhosi, though, did suffer a major blow when a defender, Reef Lossler, was sent off for a second bookable offence just 4 minutes into the second half. But despite a late goal from the Natal Rich Boys, who at the moment are playing more like Natal Poor Boys, they're not great at all. Another defeat for Richards Bay. They've only scored 2 goals in the league this season. Amakhosi, though, getting the points and climbing up to 6th place on the standings. This is what the fans had to say after the match.
We are dishing. It's time for dishing the delicious.
And we are better than Sundowns.
Yeah.
Chiefs is a big team and it will remain a big team.
And just before I came here, I was looking at the stats and I was Googling. Now I believe in faith. They say Chiefs still remains the biggest team in South Africa.
Hey, Intenga Isho, Namhlanje Ukuthi, well done, Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes.
You played very well.
Yes.
You got the results.
Yes.
But we know Ukuthi Kaizer Chiefs yenza kanje.
We don't know Ukuthi yenza kanjani. All we know is that Kaizer Chiefs won yesterday and they remain a very big team according to the fans. And one of the fans there rightly said that if you go to the internet, the facts are there. Liverpool, they've ended a 15-year wait for a victory against Champions League champions Real Madrid after beating them 2-0 at Anfield. The win maintained their 100% record in the competition, with them top of the first round standings. And despite their position, boss Arne Slot isn't getting carried away just yet.
I think it's always good to win a game, and especially a big game like this, because you know you face so many quality players. If we arrive in the quarterfinals or wherever we can arrive to and we face them again and then we are able to beat them, that would be a bigger statement than this. But we are definitely happy with the win.
Yeah, I must say, even as a Man United fan, it's very hard not to like this guy, this new Liverpool manager. Just there's something about him. He's a good oak. So well done there to Liverpool. Kylian Mbappe, of course, missing a penalty for Real Madrid last night. Now, Aston Villa remaining without a win since their home victory in October in the Champions League after playing out to a 0-0 draw with Juventus. Borussia Dortmund, they've ended a 6-match losing streak on the road with a 3-0 win against GNK Dinamo, and then 2 late goals saw Benfica snatch a 3-2 win over Monaco. And the women Proteas, they suffered back-to-back defeats to England, going down by 56 runs in Benoni. That was in the second T20 International, pretty much second best in every department. The next T20 on Saturday at Supersport Park. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.